Okay.
All right. Are you ready for this? I'm ready for this. All right. Call to order. Are we recording? Does our recorder work?
Just jump into.
You press play, right? Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Call to order, Westerly Harbor Commission. Wow. July 24th, 2025. Again, thank you, Ellen, because you were having some printer slash computer issues and
always
my printer gave up. Approval of minutes 6:24:25 and 7:03:25. Remember if I was present at one of those.
Yeah, you were present at both.
Okay. There was one I know I didn't vote on before.
The fun one you weren't at.
Correct. The colorful one.
Very suspiciously.
What are you talking about? Nothing to change.
Neither did I. Motion to approve the minutes.
You're going to take them individually?
You want to take them individually?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have a correction on them. June 24th.
Okay.
It's my email's call. The school is there.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
You can almost call it a translation error, but it's page 3, middle paragraph. Negotiate right in for parking it. That's a 2329 Charleston.
Okay, sorry. Successfully negotiate with right in for at the actually. King said he had successfully negotiated with Rydam for parking, it must have been, at the Corny Beachway?
Yes. It explains it before. Car top.
Yeah.
Parking.
Okay.
Even though it is in Charleston.
Question which no one may know the answer to. When I asked Mr. McAndrew whom he was representing, legally he said Mr. Peter Dooney, and then another person I thought it said Marquat.
So he's on the corner of that.
Okay, he must have an LLC. Is it Marquat, do you think?
Quart.
Quart, great, thank you.
So do we need a motion to accept the 24th?
Motion to approve as amended, then?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Also, I don't know if people remember that Chris said he was on vacation.
Yes.
And then July 3rd?
Yep.
Motion approved July 3rd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Did...
I apologize for the 3rd. I totally spaced it.
That's honest.
You don't have anything going on, and you don't...
Was there any word on the audio for the 3rd? Did you happen to ask about that?
I didn't have a chance to.
Okay.
I have audio for the 3rd and a transcription for the 3rd on my phone, and what happened was when we left on the 3rd, I recorded it. I walked out with everybody and got in my car and realized I still had the recorder. So I tried to come back in, but the janitor had locked everything up already because it was the 3rd of July. So I turned it in on Monday, and you know, I don't know whether either it never was downloaded or it may, still be there. So anyway, I'm going to see with Mary if I can transfer the tape that I have, you know, to the town website.
Sure.
See.
You can do that.
All right. Public comment. Any comment from the public? All right. Moving on. Discussion, possible action on the following right-of-way. Town of Westerly designated right-of-way known as Noise Neck Road. Discussion and possible recommendation to the town council to refer this town designated right-of-way to the CRMC for additional designation as a state right-of-way.
Shall I do the same that I've been doing?
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
So, lots of documentation was sent to CRMC. I think you guys all have the attachments, right, that was sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the proposed resolution too, correct? And then hopefully everybody got it. I did send the proposed resolution and the recommendation via email, and I hope everybody did get that and with the attachments.
Yes.
Mm, yeah, yep. I did.
Perfect. I got the...
I'm going to read it for the record anyway, but hopefully you guys had that.
Yeah, I got the proposed ordinance or whatever it is. I didn't get the supporting documents until last night. Mm-hmm. We didn't get the forwarding letter until just now.
Okay.
So.
Well, hopefully I did send my brand new computer that hasn't worked from day one to a guy in Wakefield who's like supposedly really good and supposedly a brand new computer, the drives were cheap and he had to replace them. So hopefully that solves the issue and we can be a little bit more streamlined. So I apologize for that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, same format to the documentation from CRMC. They already have that on the agenda. Noise Neck Road was on the subcommittee agenda, and they're going to be referring it, I guess, to the council to open it up an investigation, was the word that I got.
Yeah, I think they accepted the documents on Noise Neck, and, you know, we'll review them.
Right.
You know, sort of get involved. And also, those documents were on our town council agenda.
They were.
Right. So that's something else to just kind of keep in mind, to take a look at the correspondence, because the supporting documents may be there before we present them here. So.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of documentation. So what I did do was I wrote up same way, same format, a recommendation from us to the town council, and I'll With your permission, I'll read it for the record.
You have one correction, that noise neck, misspelling. That's all.
Really?
Notes neck.
Notes neck.
Oh. Gotta love spell check on a phone. Okay. I can easily amend that. So, recommendation of the Wesley Harbor Management Commission to the Honorable Wesley Town Council in the matter of the Noise Neck Road as a public right-of-way, pro, and sending it to Rhode Island Coastal Resources Management Council, RICRMC, for state designation. On this day, the 24th of July, 2025, at a regular scheduled meeting of the Wesley Harbor Management Commission, members present voted to present upon request to the Wesley Town Council the Commission's recommendation herein. After review and careful consideration, it was decided to respectfully request that the Town of the Wesley Town Council forward the matter at hand to RICRMC for possible designation as a state pro public right of way. The Commission provides as sworn agents of the town. It is pertinent and necessary in order to adequately perform its duties of the Commission to respectfully request that the Wesley Town Council put on the next agenda for discussion and possible action an item to forward any and all documentation as follows. One, the Commission members present voted to request that the Wesley Town Council vote to adopt the proposed resolution in support of the RICRMC possible designation of the Town of Westerly's Noise Neck Road as a state P-R-O-W to the shore in perpetuity, and emphatically expressed the town's desire for RICRMC to proceed with their process of state designation as a public right-of-way. And two, the proposed resolution and supporting documentation provided separately. And I can amend that. Can I borrow your pen?
You need a motion to send the recommendation?
Well, I think we need a motion to vote, yeah, to send the recommendation. And then they already have the documentation because it was already on their agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I guess, is there any motion to vote to send it?
I'll make a motion. We forward the recommendation to the town council.
Second. All those in favor?
Can we have a discussion?
And discussion.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I didn't get the supporting document until last night.
Okay.
I'd like to see a table until the next meeting so I have time to go over it.
Absolutely.
The resolution looks fine. The cover letter looks fine. I had time to go over those. I had a day, but not the supporting document.
Okay. I'll withdraw my...
readings. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Motion withdrawn.
Motion. And move to table it till the next meeting.
Next meeting, yeah.
Yep.
Now, how are these, we're approving these to go to the town council for approval to go to the CRMC who already has it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Correct.
How is this working?
Well,
are we just running the tape in reverse?
No, the CRMC likes to, they give a lot of weight to a town supporting their consideration
right,
of the right way.
Who's filing it before we even see it?
I think Tony Palazzolo filed it.
So it's basically the citizen's guide to rights and ways.
Yeah, no. So anybody can file. I'm just curious.
And that's where we got the documentation. So that's why it's like kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It's already presented by a citizen to the CRMC. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing, in effect, is
endorsing,
recommending that the town council endorse
okay.
it.
Yeah.
So if he could just copy us in advance, not in advance, when he files it, if he could just through somebody get it to all of us, then we'd have it in a more timely manner and could just understand.
Well, we have been trying to speed it up, and I slowed down this just because there's
a lot.
There's more to juggle with this position than I ever thought I was signing up for. So I'm sorry.
I chair and record for a committee, I know.
Yeah. But we've been, actually Ben and I have, and Tony and other people have worked on getting the research together.
If we could just...
Right, and that's what we're trying to streamline it, which is why Ben has kind of a template for the recommendation,
For the different rights. We'll probably be 2 weeks, so it's only a 2-week delay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I would like to look at this stuff.
Well, we're certainly not, just for the record, circumventing the town council. Honestly, all of us have been circumvented because a citizen is doing it on his own.
Whatever it takes to get to point A to point B.
You know? Yeah. Right.
I just don't want to be...
I mean, we have to do exactly, which she's doing, we have to do exactly what anybody else would have to do. She has to get the file from CRMC to get the documentation.
Right.
So we don't even have it.
Yeah. I think you want to get it from CRMC because...
I have been,
otherwise, you have to verify what Tony sends you is actually.
So that's why I'm just saying, and you're right, the best thing to do is for us to really streamline it. So, and I think it's commendable that everybody should really try to take a look at all of this before you vote yay or nay. But also to take a look at the town council agenda, because somehow it may end up there before I'm able to send it out.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I would say we still do it. Because if we did nothing, the town council by rights would send it back down to us anyway.
It's a multimedia approach to getting this.
It's a decision by committees of committees.
Yes.
Well, and now that when it goes to the town council, then now I think our last discussion is going to be vetted by the solicitor first. Yeah. So
it's just municipal hopscotch.
It's a sausage process, but as long as it gets us to where we're going.
Yep.
All right.
It's the same process if and when we do vote, which we're tabling it till the next meeting, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody will have a chance to look at the documentation, which is pretty substantial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The same process would happen as it was for the others. If that would be the case that we do vote to send it, the amended recommendation, the resolution, and all painstaking supporting documents get emailed, probably 2 emails because they get too large.
Trying to get the time.
Yeah, I was trying to go through it today at work. It was, brutal.
I don't have time to read his emails. How's he get the time to generate them?
God. He's very organized. He's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
So
he's probably got a vault full of stuff. He's metering it out.
Well, there's been many people working 5 years straight on gathering material, and we've all put stuff in buckets, and then,
he's kind of
pulling. Now the buckets are full.
Yep. Yeah.
So, for whatever reason, I can't speak to it, but it's been decided, to do it that way. So,
I wonder how the council's going to handle it. Getting all these requests, if they're going to queue them up and do it all in one night, or
we'll see.
For sure, you're right. CRMT likes the town's endorsement on it, so that's why.
I think it would be critical.
That's why we're doing this. Yeah, we're playing catch up just as much as you're explaining. But bottom line is, it's Citizens Guide to the process. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which
I'm okay with the process. I'm just asking for a little time to look at the documentation. That's all.
No, I'm just trying to make it easy to look at, easy to understand, easy to vet, for the solicitor and CRMC. So.
All right.
Okay.
Discussion and possible action as to how to inform the public about the format for participating in the CRMC Spring Ave hearing in Westerly in September 2025. The Westerly sign.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot that Chris wasn't going to be here because I know we talked with him a little bit about it, and he may have talked with the solicitor about it, but I was sorry when Michael Rubin came to talk about Spring Ave that there was no discussion about, you know, participation.
I thought he was going to cover it, but they put the 5-minute rule on.
Yeah, and yep. I think, you know, if it's going to be in September, the public needs to know, yeah. You know, a reasonable way that they can or they can't participate, you know, so.
My understanding is they can.
Beg your pardon?
My understanding from the subcommittee meeting is that they are emphatic that it's open to public comment.
I think it has to be.
Well, I'm thinking also, you know, what's the format? Do they sign up in advance? Can they go up to the podium? Do they get 5 minutes? You know, the things that, you know, we'd want to know if we were going to participate.
Yeah, and that hearing is here in the chambers?
It's supposed to be, yeah.
I think in the chambers, yeah.
I think...
There was talk of the middle school, depending on how much...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had one in the early part of the harbor management. We had it at the
I remember well.
Yeah.
Okay, listen to that.
So my question, when I read that line item, do we have like a, I don't want to say a public defender, but someone that could kind of give us guidelines about what the best way is to approach and present our information individually? Because I think it's stronger if you have many people coming to the podium and having the same, I don't want to say dialogue, but the same direction in support. I don't know how that works.
And maybe avoid saying things to detract.
Yeah. I've always been on the other side, so.
Yeah.
Everybody's been prepped by a lawyer.
You
answer the question, or you be very precise when you drift and get into trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't ad lib.
I actually was very disappointed that that didn't get talked about during the last meeting, especially with Michael Rubin being there. I mean, who would have been better?
Was it brought up? Was somebody should have brought up from the public, or somebody from the council should
well,
have?
Well, I was totally confused, and I said it after the fact because I thought that was going to be his presentation. And I was like, oh, great, because if you recall, at one of our last prior meetings when Caroline actually requested that, I said, I think it was Chris that said, well, who could we possibly get? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, when we threw up ideas of members of CRMC, or I think I actually even said, like, Michael Rubin or DeSisto himself.
So,
right? Because there are certain procedural things that the public should know about. Like, for example, if you're not a party, I know this is one of them, you can't cross-examine other people.
Yeah.
You have to be a party. You can go and state your business, but that's it. So there's procedural things, legal procedure things that I was hoping that he was going to cover in I thought he was going to talk about procedure, not about the case.
Yeah,
it was information.
So
we all knew, but I guess the public.
So I guess my question, and I apologize because I did not see the meeting that night. So he spoke from the podium, not from the table? He wasn't like
No, he didn't.
Not the table. He gave a presentation.
And they only gave him 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, he's not a...
Well, honestly, I don't think he was intending to talk about procedure the way that the presentation was going, though. So...
No, he had a five-slide PowerPoint.
Right.
Four slides worked.
And I actually know he wasn't going to talk about procedure because I asked him that after the fact.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
he wasn't
so would it be possible to get him back to talk about the procedure or Conley? I mean, Conley's there too.
Conley's on retainer and...
He's in the mix too, so...
Ruben would have
well,
to pay.
Well, we've asked, and, you know...
We have.
We've asked Chris Duhamel, who I'm sure has conveyed that. I know that certainly the solicitor is busy, so maybe we... You know, really seems to me like the CRMC is the place to get the information about how
procedurally.
People are procedurally.
Why don't we just do that? Why don't we write a letter? Why don't we write a request from the commission?
Well, I mean, we could add, my personal opinion,
we already
have Solicitor Conley, who's a member there, that should know all these procedures.
Yeah, yeah.
So why couldn't that just be a town council agenda item to have Conley present procedurally?
Well, I think that would be great, but just as we've been trying to get a memo since April and finally got it, I'm thinking maybe trying from a couple of different angles.
You might get the results sooner than the day before the hearing.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously with the trials going on, Conley's very busy.
And I was going to ask about reaching out to CRMC, too. But.
So, and who is it? Leah Feldman is, her expertise is lateral access on the beach.
OBM, yeah.
So, you know who we could ask, actually, is Dave Reese. Just for his advice about, you know, who within CRMC, because that we could, you know, somebody could call DeSisto, but he's, you know, he's the lawyer in charge, and he's also pretty busy, but there must be something that they can do.
If you guys want me to, I could reach out to, you know, the assistant director or even Jeff Willis and see if they're willing to...
Start with Dave, if we can reach him. Because maybe he's been privy to this before in another town for something. I don't know.
Well, under the certain scrutiny and everything recently, maybe CRMC might be open to coming down and talking about it and showing how much work it is and how busy they are.
I mean, it's in everyone's best interest to have the trial run, well, the hearing run well, efficiently, you know.
So I've been to a few of them with regards to aquaculture, and I think the procedures are very much the same. It's public comment. It's similar to the town council, but I don't know what the time is. I don't know if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, but I know that it's similar to our council meetings, similar to most municipal
agendas,
where the public's allowed to speak, people are allowed to present, and then CRMC gives their 2 cents. But this is probably a little different than aquaculture, even though it's similar in the sense that it's land use, ocean use, water use. But Dave is probably also, I mean, I'll reach out to him. He'll probably think I'm calling to tell him to strike bass or something. So.
But also, I mean, I think we did. Didn't we request that the town council hold a workshop for the public to do this and get... Basically,
yes.
Get the bugs
yes.
out.
Yes.
Because I don't think that...
Yeah, but isn't that what they did at the Armory?
No.
No.
About the rights away?
No.
No.
Okay.
None of them have talked about procedure yet. So
right.
the public's going to go in there and they're going to be like, what are you doing? You know, and that's not what this should be about.
Right.
It should be very streamlined and focused and... You know, they should know what to prepare for and how to present it.
Well,
that's
also,
the problem.
And depending upon the format, I mean, if people can read it, maybe in the Westerly Sun, some people who haven't come forward before may feel more comfortable thinking, okay, it's, you know, these are the parameters, it's 5 minutes, I have something to say. So I think it's really important, and Caroline brought it up 2 meetings in a row, I think, at least, you know, in April.
And then look at the reverse side. Some people might actually be willing to come if they know that they're not going to get cross-examined.
Right, right.
They may be unwilling or frightened off for coming to a hearing.
Yeah, sure.
You know, thinking they're going to be, you know, against the judge and the jury right there.
Person have to tell.
So well, I think certainly threatened to.
We can go back to your suggestion. Maybe we need to go multiple routes to get the information.
Sure.
We ask Attorney Rubin, we ask the town solicitor, and we ask the CRMC. Send the same request to all three of them.
Yep.
If the town solicitor could do it at a town council meeting, it's televised.
It'd be great.
Maybe we could pay the Westerly Sun to show up and report on it.
Yeah, just
the Sun.
I think multiple requests to get it done before September, because, I mean, it's 2 months away.
Right, and there aren't a lot of town council meetings between.
Yeah.
Right, because they're in summer session.
Yeah.
Kim, how about...
get it done.
How about you? Do you think you could maybe, in your capacity as the assistant harbor master, maybe get the opinion, if it is your opinion, if you think it's a good idea to get the town council to be on board with having a workshop to do this? Because I know when you were doing all your stuff, you said you had workshops, right? When you were doing the harbor management plan and it worked well. And I think, like, getting the bugs out.
That wasn't us asking, that was the council planning
granting
for
it.
Us.
Yeah.
Not, we didn't ask for that.
Oh, okay.
But wouldn't you agree that probably that would be the best option? So that
I feel like this, I don't know when in September this is, but it seems like the timeline is fairly short.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just still working on it. It was originally scheduled for December 23.
Wow. So. Great attendance.
It indicates my faith in September, but probably sometime this fall. It was December 23. It's been kicked the can ever since.
The timeline is short. That's why I asked you if maybe you could kick the can down the road any better than we could.
I think if we put out multiple requests, and on top of that, I'll message Dave if I left myself a reminder.
I mean, to me, ideally, it would be Conley doing like he did 2 weeks ago with the in the town to answer our request. And a fairly in detailed presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People watch it.
But have the public be able to ask questions and if they don't understand something that he says. That's my point about a workshop. Get the bugs out with the public.
Would be a lot better.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, can they cross me? Can they?
Exactly.
Yeah. All you can do is ask. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Right.
And I'd get it out there.
I mean, I'll email a couple of town councils that still listen to me and ask them to try and move something along. I think there's only two left.
I'm sorry, I'm still having a flashback to the
courtesy after courtesy after CCMO.
Mm-hmm. I'm just flashing back to the middle school meetings.
Oh,
the meeting.
And that was pretty far down the trail.
But I'm like, that was a long time ago.
It was.
That's what's ringing in my head. I'm like,
yeah.
Damn.
So you're going to email a couple of town councilors.
Town councilors,
you're going to ask Dave.
I'll talk to Dave.
And
try and get a workshop on the agenda. We think that'd be better.
We should inform Chris when he's back. And
you know what? I'll also reach out to the other Dave, who's been retired for a little bit now.
Dave
Butel.
Oh yeah.
I see him every so often fishing. He's the grand poobah. He's the grand wizard of the CRMC.
Oh, okay.
He put in a lot of time.
Whew. I met him on one of their show and tell dragger trips.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Brilliant, brilliant museum. With a pile of quahog shells in his backyard taller than me. That have all been eaten by his family.
Mm-hmm.
So how shall we get in touch with Chris and Conley? Any ideas about that?
Chris, email him.
Email him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to draft the letter? Do you want to draft the letter? Or?
I don't have anything to draft a letter with right now. Unless I'm carving it in stone.
I'll draft the letter.
Pen and paper.
I can draft a letter. Do we want to, if I draft a letter, do we want to send it before our next meeting or wait till our next meeting?
I think you can send it before.
I'm happy to.
Yeah.
My abilities right now are better served making rights-of-way signs on the granite markers.
Mm-hmm. Have a hammer and chisel.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you send it to the right click? Is that the name of the place you wrote the computer?
Frame PC.
Okay.
Very nice gentleman. Seems very smart. kind of eccentric. I like it. As long as you get my computer working, that's all I care about.
If you get home and it blows up, let me know. Mm.
If you see me on the news, don't go there.
All right, that'll work. We're done with that one?
Yeah.
So, yep.
All right. Discussion and possible action following up on request of town for standard signage at right-of-ways, Oceanside of Atlantic Avenue right-of-ways, and others as missing.
Are we beating a dead horse? Did we already request that?
It's been requested many times over.
Six times.
Can I bug you again? Are you able to do that?
To go kick Sean? I don't know.
Hey, yeah.
I mean, not even ask him. Are you able to authorize the signs being put up?
It's already been authorized. I mean, they've already said
yeah, they just have to do it.
They just need to get DPW or somebody to do it.
I have a post hole digger. I'll get some concrete.
The way that was last left, I thought, was that the Conservation Commission was using their dollars and they were going to do it whenever they were here, sitting over there.
Yeah.
So maybe reach out to them and say, okay. How about following up on that?
Okay.
I didn't remember that, but...
Yeah, and speaking of the Conservation Commission, one of the places I didn't get a chance to drive down there, but in Avondale, was it A14, where the Conservation Commission had the couple parking spaces put in?
Oh, near Frank Hall Boatyard?
Yeah, I think somebody said the sign is down there, maybe? I don't know. So if there are signs that are missing, let alone spontaneously showing up, like at the marina... drive down there and maybe take a look.
Right, but I feel like it was there when I left.
Isn't that also a state right away?
Yeah.
It is.
So,
yeah.
Shouldn't it also have a granite marker?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So.
I can ask Sean about that.
And then I know one other one too. The end of Atlantic Ave. There was a right away sign there. It was on a no parking sign. It was attached to that and then. That got removed. That's
where
gone.
Is that?
The very west. Is it west? I'm bad with.
Yeah,
it's west.
Yep.
West end of Atlantic Ave.
West end.
Sort of the wild, wild west right of way.
Yeah.
Down there.
Wild west right of way.
Where your car stops when you were missing.
Yeah. Okay.
So that sign's missing as well. There was one there.
Okay.
There's a lot of that going on. Up in Bradford, there were signs, don't eat the fish in the Pawtucket River because you'll have three heads with the PFAS.
Yeah.
Somebody's stealing the signs.
Come on.
Why? You know?
Yeah.
For right at the moment, I can't think of any other missing ones, but... I mean, I'm sure we can find some more that are missing, and maybe we can also... put that on another agenda soon.
Yeah.
Maybe do an inventory.
You literally have to go every day because the signs get taken down or removed or whatever.
It'd be an exercise of futility this time of year, but you know, November or something.
Yeah.
It takes half a day and you just drive around. Mm-hmm. And you do it, save the day and categorize them.
It's a nice drive off season.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right, on that note, we're done with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So before we adjourn, I am going to have to step down as the chair. And it's funny, as we're mentioning September, I have to double check on September 25th because. Pretty much in September is when all the madness starts for me, so I'll be gone. I'll be in Minnesota for a week. When that's done, I get some time in October to fish, and then I'll be in Alabama for a week. And then after that, I don't know if I'll be in British Columbia, Alaska, or who knows where this time. I was actually supposed to be in India on the 15th. But that got changed to Sri Lanka, and with what's going on in the insane world we're living in, I was like, I'm going to stay around with my family. I'm going to stay close to home on this one. Yeah, fisheries issues in Sri Lanka, yeah, it's a little ugly. But I chose that world to work in, so But I just feel it's not fair that I, you know, my bandwidth starts to waver. And, I mean, I still want to be on the commission and participate, but I don't think I can commit to as much time as I have been committing to it.
I make a motion we accept Jason's resignation with regret.
Well, actually, it's
not, it's stepping
not,
down.
It's not a resignation. We talked him off that ledge. That's actually part and parcel why you see the resolution says acting chair, because I mean, you didn't. I didn't even know you were going to be here. So the you know, the signage of the paperwork.
I was almost going to be claiming.
Right. The signage and stuff like that. So I guess, you know, if you're just stepping down from the chair, I would, this is like reorg then, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess just a motion to vote to for officer again, you know, would probably be sufficient and proper.
Well, I think it would be good for the record to accept the resignation from the position.
Right.
From the position. Yeah. Okay.
So it doesn't look like we fired
him. Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know, we didn't.
I mean, in all caps, regret.
Right. Yeah, I'm not that lucky.
Yeah.
And then
and then we'll have the vote for them.
Yeah, just so that somebody doesn't twist it.
Yep.
Not that people over there would twist words.
So sorry, I just wanted to say it that way, but go ahead,
just
because it makes sense.
Yeah, second.
You got those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion to reorg and vote for...
Motion to reorg and...
And vote for chair and vice chair then, I guess, would be the two positions... Well, one position.
Who's the vice chair now?
Short straws come to mind.
Right?
During the short straw comes to mind.
So, yeah. Motion to vote for chair would, I guess, be the proper motion.
And Ben is currently the co-chair.
So, I would think that you would have to step down from the vice chair first before you take another position. You can't be in two positions at the same time.
Correct.
Just for organizational.
Well, how about just an informal consensus? Who wants it?
Well, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you guys may not want me as chair, so that's fine.
I don't want it. I'm already.
You don't.
Brimming out of my shirt.
Yep, I'm topped off. I can't take it.
Yeah, I don't want to be chair.
You know, Ben must be secretary.
Yeah. So
I just got the ream of paper. So
yeah. That's true.
I mean, this is reorg stuff, so I don't, like you said, you can't be in two at the same time. So, well, I mean, is there a nomination first, and then I resign my position?
Well, why would you resign if there's no nomination?
Right. Yeah,
but nobody else wants it.
If
anyways,
you're nominated and elected, then it's by default.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
yeah.
I think it's just an election president.
But that's why I put acting chair on here for now, because I didn't know if I was going to be taking the meeting over. So
I make a motion to nominate Ben.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, so then do I procedurally have to
step down from the vice chair?
So I officially step down from vice chair and am willing to assume chair if you guys would like that.
So do we have to have a motion to
accept
his?
Yes, I would like to make a motion to accept Ben's resignation from vice chair position with regret.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, aye. You get to be in the hot seat. Wasn't that hard.
So does that mean he is installed as chair?
I would
think so.
This meeting right now?
Chair right now.
Well, I think you guys got to make a motion to have me as chair and then vote on that.
Didn't we
right?
just do that?
We did.
I thought we just did that.
We just did. You were the chair.
You're it, man.
Yeah,
that was quick.
Okay.
How's your crown feel?
More hats.
Beautiful.
Another hat.
Was that Target for you?
Yeah.
And vice chair?
I have nomination for vice chair. Who would like to be nominated for vice chair? Come on, Jamie. Dan?
Come on, Jamie.
We'll flip a coin.
I'll take it, I guess.
Awesome.
I already have another chair, so. Okay. One per person.
Yeah.
Motion to accept Jamie as vice chair?
Motion for Jamie for vice chair.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I'll do the best of my ability to uphold the position.
Just got to make sure Ben never misses a meeting.
Mm. It's S-I-L.
What did I do?
S Y.
Oh, S-Y-L. Yeah. Sorry.
That's
I've been
Portuguese.
Doing that forever. I'm sorry. Should have said something.
Okay, so that was somewhat confusing. But
what's that?
I think we did it.
Yeah, we're fine.
Municipal procedures are. Confusing.
We're fine.
Okay. We need to schedule another meeting.
Yes, we do.
After all that, did you have any comments, suggestions, nothing? Okay.
Choices are limited, apparently. God, we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel for chairpersons now, aren't we?
So what are we looking at? August, the week of August 4th?
Yeah.
What is today? Thursday the 7th? August 7th? I actually have nothing on the calendar that day.
Yeah, I should do the 7th.
The 7th works.
What time?
The rest of that week does not.
6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this...
Are we going to Thursdays?
Oh, I don't know. I just said Thursday. Cause it was...
Thursdays are dicey for me.
Thursdays are the best for me. Tuesdays are still bad for a little longer because I have a...
Yeah, me too.
I'm pretty flexible for most of August.
Yeah, me too.
What about that Wednesday, the 6th?
Wednesdays aren't very familiar.
No, okay. I would be in Providence.
Is the 4th? No. What's today? The 24th? So yeah, the 7th and the...
14th.
7th and the 21st, is that what we're thinking? If we do Thursday.
The 21st would be a conflict for me.
Or could be, it's better to have it one day a week, but could we do a Thursday and then do a Tuesday? Because, Dan, you said that Thursdays are tough.
Yeah, the second and third Thursdays almost always hit a conflict for me.
So can we do the 7th and the Thursday, and then we'll do the 18th or the 19th?
Yeah, that works for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
19th works.
Okay. I'll get them.
So the 7th and the 19th?
Oh, I've... Yeah.
You can do it.
That's at 6:30. I have a meeting at 6:30. I can be late, I guess.
Invite them. One. Have them come here.
It's the fire department.
Oh, have questions for the fire?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so the 7th and the 19th, is that what we're...
Yep.
And it's at 6.
Is there any possibility of meeting earlier on that Tuesday the 19th?
It's hard. We're open till 6.
Yeah. So you're squeezed at both ends.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're short.
Everybody else I know, hard to find people to work.
Okay, so the 7th we're done, right?
Yeah, 7th and the 19th we said, right?
7th and 19th.
Okay.
It was at 6 also.
I mean, the second one, Jamie, if we can discuss it a little bit more if you need to.
What's up?
Have it Monday or Wednesday?
The Mondays I can't. And
okay.
I'll make it work.
Okay.
How about Wednesday?
That's what I just said, Monday or Wednesday. Dan, Monday or Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday's almost always good for me.
Okay, you want to do a Wednesday on the 20th? Does that work better?
Yep.
Jamie? I mean, Jason?
Yep, 20th will work.
Oh. How quickly you forget. Now that we're chair, we're all just... Sorry.
Quick that was fun.
You got jokes, Alan.
That was... I say good for me, man.
Okay,
it's
so
my only free night. Now
the 20th?
Yep.
6 p.m.?
All right, that'll work.
See? See how accommodating I can be?
That's pretty funny.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Adjourn.
Adjourn.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, people.